Lama don bazım dende desin jaban da jamba yanda baran bolu ezani. Badan jazu adam bande var jaba jide jamba jiwund engalon jaba. Adam enim diye don bazan diye jum dende baya vaja jazu ala jaba. Çıra jazu jiye o lama don bazım dende. Çin jaba da jomba yanda baran sobe zanje reba dan jazu adam. Devara jaba jide jamba jiwundu engalon. Jovala dam in the atom. Sangye jim den de van ya va ja ja du va la cha za lo cha du ha ja su che o.
So good, good afternoon. So yesterday I didn't get done paying homage there. So I didn't get to start the heart of wisdom. I said I wouldn't do, but it didn't happen. So today, was hoping with that. So if you have a, if you have the English, the copy, we have them. I'll read that. If you're not familiar, you read it in English. And if you're familiar, you can do the familiar with the subject. You can do, a chant in Tibetan. Those who are not familiar, just read the English. So this way you come to know what the subject, you know, what is saying, the meditation subject or the
Kanze ganyen zo je dan ze za jen de la gum ba dum bo na nye je de ze zon de ze de ba jo la cha za nam da gung a su du su sa wa ye je ja zo ze je lum bo ta ba je de sum na la me ba gum bo cho nye jo la cha za ra da wa je me da ve ja se do da wa jo la cha za Tinda jodha siva suma jinyame juje jala chata Kumbho tuje cheten batam je jimbe tumpa Suna yunde jasu je tijin jala chata Tabe daja java jurgeve nesu leto jin chitu tuta chuchu Shiju jala chata lo june juve laya Rādhu nē shīngi tāmbā yundi jē gītī Chātā rā sāngyē chōlā chātā rā jīvē chōlā chātā rā gītī ndēlā Tātā gujā chāyī chātā vātā chūjī chāpā tā jīsū yīrā gujī sōhā yīngi vā chūngsē tā kī jīs Jē tā kī chāngchū jīmbā Dibhajiya mija jingiva bhusum sabhaji rangi simni yonzu Dine sangye tenpayin Kamarari mameta gyuma sivu chukhata melam loda chinta Vijay chanam tedarata
So here Buddha's words that engage and perfect wholesome do not engage in house in unwholesome action, so action which harms to others to oneself. So do not engage. Why? Why not? The reason is because you don't want to suffer. You don't want suffering. You don't like suffering. You don't want suffering. Don't want to suffer. And others don't want to suffer. So therefore, the advice is to not engage in any unwholesome action. and virtuous action, see, which harms to others. Others means who are numberless, like oneself, who want happen, who do not desire even small discomfort, even the dream, just like yourself, that all others, the numberless beings, they do not like, you see, to have even small discomfort in the dream. Even the dream don't want unhappiness. So, just like yourself. So, therefore, then don't engage for the sake of others, for your own benefit. Don't engage in unwholesome action, non-virtuous action, and so on like that. So, then, next one, because, you want happiness. And like that, exactly the same, numberless of other living beings also want happiness. You see, even small comfort in the dream. You see, it's exactly the same. So therefore, for the benefit of others and for your, even for your own benefit, even for your own sake, then engage in the perfect, wholesome action, the virtuous action, you see, which results, you see, only happiness, which consequences is the only positive effect in the happiness, you see, happens to others and to yourself. So they say, then subdue one's mind. And so here it tells how to do that. Then taming one's mind. So look after yourself. Take care of yourself. Which means take care of your mind. Protect your mind. Say subdue the negative thoughts. Tame your mind means subdue the, you know, pacify the negative thoughts, which causes, say, sufferings. which caused to suffer, not only from birth up to now, but from beginning. Why we're born with? Why we're born with suffering? You see, why we're not born without suffering? Our body and mind, where we didn't take that birth, you know, without, you see, the mind and body, see, which is not a nature of suffering. Why didn't we take that? While we're born with mind and body, which is natural suffering, which suffers, why we have taken this? From birth time, why we have taken such a suffering body and mind, I guess, is it? because there's a continuity of the mind before, which was natural suffering, I guess, which was natural suffering, the consciousness of the mind, the body, the mind, you know, the mind which took place on the fertilized egg, mind which took place in the fertilized egg, which reincarnated, you see, the in that form. So that mind which took place in the fertilized egg is also suffering. Not free from delusion and karma, not free from the in the continuity of mind, there's a seed of delusion, negative imprint. It's contaminated. Mental continuity is contaminated. The seed imprint of delusions. The seed of suffering. the natural imprint, you see, which manifests out the problems, you see, this life. So like you have taken a picture in the mark, in the, you know, with the camera, you take all sorts of picture, you know, mountains, people, say, enjoying self and killing each other, all these awful things, you know. What is a movie, what is as a movie film or picture. So printed on the negative role, printed on the negative role, then, and then by putting by contact with the substance, whatever, by contact with the paper, then it gets printed out on the, it gets printed out on the paper. You see, all the movie film, then put in the machine, then with the electricity projecting, so it projects on the movie screen or TV screen. So what is printed on the negative roll? So like that, there's a mental communion, you see, under the control of karma and delusion. Then the contaminated, under the control of karma and delusion, then consciousness migrated. Consciousness took place in the fertilized egg. And then it's also that the mental continuum carries the imprint, seed imprint, you see, from the positive thoughts arising, or positive action that is done, negative action done, so the imprint so much left. So much left from beginningless a rebirth, which is not finished yet to experience out, which is not purified yet, or which is not experienced out. You see, so there's so much from beginningless rebirth, the sufferings of this life, sufferings in the womb, and the sufferings, you know, when you come out, the baby come out, he says, baby, all those unimaginable sufferings and, in the womb during the months, and then all the problems of this life. So this body mind is natural suffering, is because being under the control of karma delusion, so there's the suffering of rebirth, the old age sicknesses, all this, then the suffering of death, you see, has to experience. Then this, for example, people who suffer with depression, you see, so whenever the night time happens, depression comes like that. Or whenever the morning comes, depression comes. Person cannot, there's no reason. The other depressions where, you know, your friend doesn't love you, or you see, run away or left you, or the lost job, or the, you know, business, lost business, lost my business, or the failed, or there are all these things there. So hopefully to start the text today. This is the text talking about the eight world dharmas. So the inner peace and happiness, you see, by letting go. So the by having, you see, proof, originally, of course, as I mentioned, described yesterday, you see, the original things that, while there's not, existing, which exists, being merely imputed. So in Tibetan, Bhagyu Tsamtu Chuba, exist being merely imputed by the mind. So that is the I, which does all the functions, which exists in my name, which does function in my name. Mili Bhutipa mind. Experience happiness in my name, Mili Bhutipa mind. Experience suffering, which is Mili Bhutipa mind. So all the experience several activities, eating, working, sitting, sleeping, doing job, or things, functioning in my name, Mili Bhutipa mind, you know. But even that one, you cannot find. You can find that in this world, in Australia, now, in Sydney, in this house, in this hall. Yes, you sit on this chair, sit on this throne, but can't find on this space. It's unfoundable on this space, on this collection of the five, I guess the form, feeling, cognition, compound, I guess, and the consciousness. Collection of the five, and even this, a million with the I which exists, cannot be found there. Cannot be found there. On this base. So, to put it into a very gross way, according to how we think, according to the normal, what everybody, what also not so, so the members have, everybody, I mean, including even the Buddha, so not everybody, so the, except those, so as I mentioned, it's, of course, Buddha doesn't have this hallucination appearing I existing from the side, real I existing from the side, you know, appearing not a middle level one. Buddha doesn't have that hallucination because there's no cause in the Buddha's mental continuum. You see, holy mind doesn't have this negative imprint, this subtle. Even the subtle negative imprint left by the past ignorance concept of true existence. So, having purified that, which project the truly existent appearance, hallucination, this dualist view. So that's how it becomes omniscient mind. And of course, the whole mind is omniscient. Because having purified even the subtle negative imprint, which projects the dualistic view. So there's a subtle defilements, this negative imprint, and this the hallucination, both dualistic appearance. So Buddha doesn't have this hallucination. See? So he exalted the bodhisattvas. I am Bodhisattva, exalted Bodhisattvas. and those who have wisdom directly perceiving emptiness have the hallucination that the I appearing not mere level of a mind opposite to the reality. Definition of false is it. What appears to you is not harmonized, you see. Not harmonized, opposite to the reality. So what appears to you is the phenomena. The way it appears to you is opposite to what it is, the reality. So then that's the definition of false. So the way the phenomena appears to you, it is harmonized. If it's exactly the same as according to reality, that's not a false truth. that if it's against the reality, then that is, you see, false. So, they still have the false view, appearing not merely level of mind, which is opposite to the reality that I, you see, exist in my name, merely level of mind. So therefore it's empty of existing from its own side. So they have a direct perception, you see. And so sen. I think in the text there may be also I don't remember precisely from the text, but seem to be saying there's also maybe more subtle grasping. But generally speaking, say after you realize that the eye is empty, empty of existing from its own side, or the not merely labeled by mind. When you realize that eye is empty of that, then more you meditate in the emptiness of eye, that eye is empty, then gradually you see the eye like eye as illusion. So that it appears, you know, existing from some sight, but in your heart, deep down in your heart, you have realization that's not true. So you cross the sand road, the sand which receives sun, sunlight. So then from you came from there. When you look at it back, you see, there's no water. You know that you have realization, understanding. Because you just come from there, you know there's no water at all. But you have vision like water, that there's water, you see. So like the magician person, you see, he created all this illusion with the substances, the mantras, power substances and mantras. But even though himself, see that those illusions, but he, in his heart, you know, that's not true. there's no such thing there. He has this understanding, but what appears, so understanding, so because he understands, there's no such thing, in the reality, there's no such thing exists. There's no such thing there. he has the appearance, he understands this illusion, So, however, like that, like the mirage, you see, after you came from that sand, place. So when you look at the back, you have vision of water, mirage, you see, vision of water, it's due to the sunlight, you see, there's a vision of water, you have a vision of water, but you have, and deep in your heart, you have an understanding that there's no water at all. So that similar, after you realize the empty, see, that is empty of the ultimate nature of the eye, the empty of existing from its own side. So even though there is this appearance, you know, you have the hallucination, the appearance. Appearance of I that was not merely labeled by mind, existing from the side. So you see, seeing as illusion. So as I mentioned yesterday, at the end, you see, as I mentioned, the one meditation technique, what one can do in the daily life, especially busy life. See how you can meditate on emptiness or the busy life, how you can integrate with the emptiness. Lam Rim, integrate with the Lam Rim, see how the busy life can be integrated with Dharma meditation, how it can be meditation. offer a meditation session, not sitting meditation session, but meditation session, you see, because your mind is always in meditation, you are not busy, activity you're doing. So the integration, you see, your busy life integrated with the lamprim, your busy life integrated with the heart of the lamprim, the three principal aspects of past enlightenment, the right view. So the so as I mentioned, it's the ignorance as a magician person, and then imprint left on the mental condition. Need imprint left on the mental condition, but ignorance is like the substances of the mantras done by the magician person. Then you see, then you are the audience, the hallucinate your senses, you see. Like your audience. So then illusion to your mind here. This from this negative imprint, then you see the true looks and appearance. You know. On everything, every phenomenon that your mind right after the second, your mind merely imputed this and that. Constantly, right after your mind merely imputed this and that, right after that, there is projection, a mental fabrication or the projection, decoration, like you decorate things on the wall, you know, carpets on the floor, you know, the things have a, so on the mere level of phenomena, negative imprint by the past ignorance, decorated true existence, you see. Made everything real. made everything to appear to real, which is a total of false, you see. A total opposite to the reality, you see. Total opposite to reality. So here you have a total false world, false world, false I, false action, false E. So false I, false T, false water, false drinking, you know, real drinking, real water, real I, you see, real flower, real table, real text, real microphone. So, you know, real altar, real flower, real light offering, real fruit, apples, real water, brocade, real tanga, you know, the real people, for real people. So, real Lama Sopa, real Mickey Mouse. So, they sit on the throne, the real Mickey Mouse. Then, so then this is real sky, real tree. Yeah, so real in the sense as existing. So what we common people, when we talk, I mentioned also today, we talk about real this, real that. That is, you see, actually is teaching, it is expressing the object to be reputed, person, the Madhyamika school view, object to be reputed, you see. When we say, when in our daily life, when we talk real, the common people, you see, when they talk real, actually, they don't say truly existent or inherent existence, you see. Or they don't say, truly existent, temper truva, truly existent, or existing from the side, rangan chuba, and then existing by nature, rangshin chituba. don't use philosophical term from the text which exactly fit but not common use, you see. But the common use for false object, the common use that everybody use, you see, which means false, which means, you see, what philosophical text the term that talks as I mentioned, those terms, but in common people's use, is real this, real that. If you make explanation of what that really is, if you make an explanation of commentary of what real means existing from society, real from there, you see, real from there, real from the object side. So that's what it is. Everything something real, real from the object side. So wherever you look at people or tree, sky, road, car, wherever you look at houses, buildings, so everything real. You see, in the garden, if you see flower, real flower, you see, the existing from its own side, real from its own side, real from the side of the object. You see, so see. The object to be repeated, you see, in the, say, you can say, these four schools of Buddhist philosophers, object to be repeated, you see, they contain what, false view, what they talk, so, so in the, it comes in, the expression is the common people's language, and the, especially, say, the Pasangika school view, the true existence of the Bhattuba or existent from self, existent by nature, not merely the mind, the same. So there, it comes in the common, ordinary language, the real. So when there's a real in the heart, when we talk real in our daily life, even as a, in the heart, if you examine how your mind is thinking, when you talk everything, something like, as a, it really made me upset, or that say, that person's say, words or the behavior, something really bad, you know, again real, something really bad, something again real from a society, see, not merely by your mind. Not met by your mind. So, really upset me. So the, really made me to get angry. See, so can you see the truth is a real I. See, effective truth is a real I. So, so when we are talking in normal conversation, when we say real, if you examine your mind, how your mind think, believe during that time, the subject we are talking, see, real, it's as I just mentioned before. So your belief, so there's appearance, you know, the real one, in a sense, existing from inside, not merely labeled by mind. And then, and then you see not only appearance, but then you see your mind hold on to it, you know, grasp or hold on to it. This is true. This is 100% true. See, so this is what's happening there. You see, there. We're creating the ignorance, you know, constantly ignorance. believing the hallucination as a truth, say, a reality. That is according to that is a true. It is like this according to the say reality. So, ignorance, you see, hold on, not only the I guess, but everything, as I mentioned, the form, sound, smell, taste, principle, all this which are merely imputed by mind, every moment, every second, imputed by mind, then there's a hallucination, you see, true existence, decorated on this project then the then say we let our mind to hold on to that's true. So in a reality, this is reality. So ignorance, we let our mind say believe all this is reality. This is true, all this is reality. You see, in the reality of this hallucination, there's not even an atom. There's not even an atom exists there. And this real, something real exists. There's not even an atom that exists there. You cannot find if you analyze. So, but you see, we let our mind to hold on everything as a real, say, true. The ways appear true, and then so you see the ignorance. According to ignorance, eye action of all the phenomena appearing real, existence. All this, in the point of view of ignorance, all this is reality. According to the point of view of ignorance, all this is reality, truth, reality. So the Buddha's omniscience, omniscient mind, wisdom, all this. What your mind, what your ignorance believe, truth, reality, Buddha's own mind see all this as a total nonsense, total empty, what he sees. Then even the sentient being, arahatas, the exalted Bodhisattvas, the meditator who has achieved the exalted path, the Arya path, rising path of meditation, normal learning. And then the Arya Bodhisattvas, their wisdom directly perceive emptiness. So they you see, even though there's appearance, but they see from their side with the wisdom, total non-existence. Totally empty, non-existence. The according to the point of view of our mind, ignorance, all this is reality. Everything, see what we hear, what we see, smell, taste, everything. What the sixth conscious mind thing, see. But even the sentient beings, you see, those exalted beings, wisdom direct perceive emptiness, how they see? Total non-existence. Total empty. Then even yourself, later, by hearing teachings, the personal school, the view presentation, the teachings, the correct teachings on emptiness, teaching on the perfection of wisdom, Buddha's teachings on the perfection of wisdom, commentaries by Lama Tsongkhapa, that those who enlightened, those great yogis, those great scholar, great pundit, enlightened beings, Lama Tsongkhapa, Milarepa, those enlightened beings, then, listening, and reflect, meditate, say. So by leaving much positive imprint, then developing the guru devotion, strong guru devotion, towards the gurus from whom one has received Dharma connection, received Dharma connection, received teachings with the recognition that one's disciple, that one's guru. So with this recognition, the received teachings. Anyone whom one has met, this, from whom one has a Dhamma connection with everyone, then develops good devotion, very strong good devotion. Then the much strong, then the much stronger blessing of the Guru one receives in the heart, blessing of the Guru, or you can say blessing of all the Buddhas in one's own heart. From that. And so that's like putting water, the seed that you planted in the ground. So then like the soil and the so intense practice of purification and collecting merits. So the all the conditions put together for the seed to grow, produce the same, so that and protect from, say, obstacles, eaten by worms, burned by fire, or anything. So then, protect. So, say, so during practice of purification, you see, there are purifying obstacles to achieve realization, say, to realize emptiness. So all together, then, one day, say, one day, suddenly, say, when all the cause conditions in the imprint left in the middle of them by listening, teaching from the professional wisdom, teachings from emptiness, Buddha teachings, commentary about this, yogis, the greater, say, the pundits, you know, also, holy beings with these great enlightened beings. So having recited, say, that much emptiness, with the support of, purification, collecting merits, so, those necessary conditions, and say, and receiving blessing of the Guru in the heart. So one day, then suddenly, suddenly, you. Even truth your words, even just truth your words from the text, you see, from Guru's teachings, suddenly your mind will wake up. So suddenly it clicks your mind that so. So suddenly, able to recognize, oh, this is what the object of repetitive was what presenting a school, mathematical school, the presenting school explained. So, all of a sudden, able to recognize, oh, this is gacha. So this is what means gacha. Oh, it has been there all the time, 24 hours in the day and night. This hallucination, you see, false eye, you know, from birth, from beginning to the birth, but only now, then suddenly clicked, mind, you see,